Welcome to CutterTap.com, and thank you for being a Stage 2 subscriber. My name is Andy Hyun, and I'll be presenting DITCON 1, a look at Ditto Control for the standard format. This article was authored by Manuel Soto and published February 19th, 2023. Hello everyone, my name is Manuel Soto, and I'm pleased to be sharing my thoughts on the Ditto Control deck I took to an 18th place finish at Orlando Regionals. This event was massive, having nearly 1,500 masters competing for that first place spot. I finished with a 10-2-3 record over both days of the event, and felt the deck worked exactly as intended. I feel like control as a gameplay strategy gets stronger as the meta gets more defined. Leading up to San Diego Regionals, Lugia had continually taken up over 30% of the meta share. Mew and Lost Box variants would follow after that at around 15%, and it seemed like this would only increase going into Day 2. This landed me on the decision to play Control for San Diego. As a player, I like to give myself the advantage of playing a deck that my opponent doesn't have a predetermined game plan for. With that being said, Mewtwo was off the table. I remember seeing videos on PGO Ditto shenanigans, and I began to cook. I ran through multiple Ditto videos and went to Limitless to see if there were any previous results. Shout out to Manuel Tartaglia from Italy for a top 128 finish in Liverpool. I began to encompass all the ideas I found into one monstrosity that I took to San Diego. I went 4-1-4 at that event, placing top 256. It was a bittersweet moment because my several misplays cost me in taking the ties and loss, but I saw the deck's potential. I immediately knew I was taking it to Orlando. I knew it could carry me into Day 2, but I truly wasn't sure how far. For the next month leading up to Orlando, I continued to bounce ideas back and forth with my testing group. They weren't quite sold on the deck, but still continued to theorize with me. I ended up changing 3 cards from my San Diego list to the list I took to Orlando, which had the newly included set, Crown Zenith. Let's go over the 60 I played for the event. Decklist for Ditto Control at Orlando Regionals. There are 20 Pokemon, 3 Snorlax Vivid Voltage, a 2-2 evolution line of Minccino Brilliant Stars and Cinccino Sword Shield, 2 Celebrations Yveltal, 2 Crown Zenith Ditto, 1 Crown Zenith Calyrex, 1 Manaphy, 1 Miltank, 1 Regieleki Astral Radiance 51, 1 Deoncé Astral Radiance, 1 Jinx Lost Origin, 1 Sandile Vivid Voltage, 1 Morpeko Rebel Clash, and 1 Ice Q. There are 31 trainers. The supporters are 1 Thornton, 1 Sydney, 1 Team Yells Cheer, 1 Marnie, 1 Peonia, 1 Flannery, 1 Serena, 1 Birdkeeper, 1 Boss's Orders, 1 Roxanne, 1 Silene, and 1 Misfortune Sisters. The items are 4 Quick Ball, 3 Scoop Up Net, 2 Level Ball, 2 Yell Horn, 1 Echoing Horn, 1 Rescue Carrier, 1 Tool Scrapper, 1 Hisuian Heavy Ball, and 1 Palpad. The stadiums are 3 Galar Mine. There are 9 energy cards, 3 Capture, 2 Double Turbo, 2 Twin, and 2 Wash Water. Changes from San Diego to Orlando. The 3 cards I took out were a Path to the Peak, Radiant Jirachi, and a Pukumuku. Then I added a Thornton, Miltank, and the new Calyrex from Crown Zenith. Path was included in the original list to stop Lugia from being able to continuously loop an Eldegoss Birdkeeper combo, but the situation never arose. I decided to cut it. Including Thornton opened up the door where I could attach my second Wash Energy to Manaphy against Lost Zone Box, and if my opponent was able to deal with the first Penguin, Thornton served as an easy way to a second Ice Cube. Radiant Jirachi is too easy for the opponent to play around, so it was cut for the Calyrex. In hindsight of Orlando, Starly Darkness Ablaze is the optimal grab two cards Pokemon since it's easier to retreat, but I went with higher hit points on Calyrex for the event. Having a card that can grab you the Ice Q and Wash Energy combo with no fear of hand disruption from Lost Box was nice. Lastly, I cut the Pukumuku for a Miltank. In testing, I kept finding myself in situations where a Miltank wall would serve well. Matchups. I knew if I designed the deck to have a well-cut-out game plan against the three most popular decks, I would be in a very good spot. Lugia. The deck to beat. You have access to 6 Evil Tall with the 2 copies, 2 Ditto, and a Rescue Carrier to grab the Ditto back. Since Lugia doesn't play a lot of switch cards, Cry of Destruction, in combination with Alluring Dance, is too much for Lugia to handle. Things they can do are Amazing Raikou plays, Stoutland plays, and Luminion loops. With this in mind, here's what the DITCON pilot should do. 1. Get Manaphy on board before they have the Raikou option. 2. Refrain from using Ditto until 3 powerful energies are out of the deck and not on Stoutland. If Lugia has 2 powerful energies in deck, they can double dip Fangs on a Ditto for the easy 2 prizes. 3. Luminion loops can be avoided by constant Gust plays. They're using Aqua Return means Galar Mine is probably sticking. Aqua Return loops finally fall apart after constant Gust pressure. They need to play around Echoing Horn, too. Mew. This matchup has the same plan against both Mew builds. It always feels shaky because of Silene and Lost City, but there's a few things DITCON can do. 1. Yveltal in combination with Sydney works well. Sometimes when Mew doesn't Genesect for many cards, they could be sitting on energies. That's a great time to Sydney. 2. Constant Gust pressure on Genesect. Mew plays 2-4 switch cards, so Constant Gust on Genesect works well. 3. If Genesect is ever trapped in the active, go for Dredge Up from Sandile. Sometimes you can mill the Silene. Lost Zone variants. Establish Ice Cube and pressure them faster than they can get to block face outs, if they play any. Here's what to do. 1. I immediately attack with Calyrex or Starly and grab Ice Cube and Wash Energy. Never bench Ice Cube without the Wash. 2. Don't put double turbo energy on Ice Cube. You want to maintain 1 shots on Comfy and 2 shots on Cram. 3. Establish Manaphy with second Wash Energy to open the Thornton play into another Ice Cube. 4. Bench Deoncé to avoid a Rope Boss play on Ice Cube. MVPs. I truly don't think the deck works without Jinx, Morpeko, and Yveltal. Those three in combination cause much more of a detriment than most decks are built for. Sandile was very good for me too. You can Roxanne and use Jinx to Gust in the same turn. Being able to follow that up with milling 3 cards for another DTE attachment was a great play throughout the tournament. Sandile also gives you a faster win condition if a Game 3 occurs. An early Sydney against Lugia, before they set up Archaeops, showed a lot of success for me as well. Changes going forward. There isn't much I would change, although I do think there's so much more untapped potential in DITCON. Deoncé is probably the first standout cut in this list. The original thought with Deoncé was that it forces Lost Zone decks to play 2 Escape Ropes in combination with Boss's Orders to get around Ice Cube. There were moments in the tournament that I established the block face lock and my opponent played an Escape Rope. Now I'll never know if they had the Boss's Order to bring the now vulnerable Ice Cube back up, but having outs to multiple Ice Cube made Deoncé feel like overkill. When they know or suspect you play it, Echoing Horn is very easy for the opponent to play around. Although if you can horn a Charizard or Drapion, it likely seals the game for you. Something worth checking out. There is a Manaphy promo that forces your opponent to bench 2 basic Pokemon from their hand for a single water energy attack. That could be a more proactive replacement for Echoing Horn going forward. Radiant Gardevoir can also fit nicely in this deck. It prevents Luminion from taking an Aqua Return KO on Yveltal. It also prevents easy double-dip Fang KOs from Stoutland. Things to note. There are some notable things about the list I took to Orlando. First was my choice to play Tool Scrapper over Lost Vacuum. Big Parasol can be a problem for this deck, so I went with the option that allowed me to remove 2 at once. Stadiums didn't concern me much, but that pesky umbrella can really ruin your day. Second, there is a 2-2 split between twin energies and double turbo energies. Most times, Ditto isn't taking prizes and wants to prevent breaking a lock by taking a knockout that would actually help your opponent. Double turbo allows you to use Morpeko's Torment for 0 damage while you continuously loop Silene, Team Yell's Cheer, and Palpad. Now, if you find yourself playing against Reggie's or Lost Zone Box decks, you want to establish Ice Q with a twin energy. Double Turbo on Ice Q means Bad Lucky can loop Electromagnetic Sonar plays far easier. It also means Lost Zone Box decks can wall a hit with Comfy. When playing against these decks, it often feels like you're racing to take 6 prizes before they find their way out of an Ice Q lock. Twin Energy helps speed this up. Conclusion. All in all, I'm very ecstatic to showcase just how strong this deck is. With another couple months left of this format, Ditto Control is a strong option to play. I look forward to testing more with the Blob, and seeing what else we can add as the meta continues to change.